Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So how's Mayor Lightfoot's Summer of Joy working out for you? How's it working out for Chicago? Are you spending a lot of time downtown now, not at night, at the Bean, where the street gangs gather with guns and shoot people? And the media wrings its liberal hands over what to do about the mayor's curfew. Is it unfair to certain groups? I suppose so. They think so. Oh, what to do, what to do. What to do. Please, sir, may I have another? No, really, I'd rather not have one. I'd better not have one. Especially not now, with Chicago already past the brink. No thanks. In our last episode, in that compelling interview with Heather McDonald, the crime policy expert with the Manhattan Institute and author of The War on Cops, McDonald talked about what happens when a violent city like Chicago, in the violent and thoroughly corrupt county of Cook, does not enforce the law. What happens? She said the furies are unleashed. You want to know how a column is put together? You keep your ears open. You listen. And so I wrote that one down, the furies. And I wrote a column off it. And that column went national on johncastnews.com. The headline, Chicago Democrats Unleash the Furies Upon a Once Great City, and National Media Looks Away on Purpose. I really should have written that media looks away as if by design, because they don't want to deal with Chicago. But it's done. It's too late now. So what are the furies? The Greeks called them Irines. The Romans called them furies. The poet Virgil named them this way: Alecto, endless anger; Megera, jealous rage; and Tisiphone, vengeful destruction. But that's ancient history, and this is Chicago. It's a modern city, vibrant, right? The great city by the lake. So who are these furies of Chicago, with crime rampant and people afraid? I'll tell you. The furies are the Democrats, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who destroyed Chicago police morale and is working those cops overtime. They're on fumes now. And Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, the George Soros-backed anti-prosecutor, who doesn't really want to prosecute. And Fox's political boss and her patron, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, chairman of the Cook County Democrats, the shrinker of the jail, who controls the budget for the courts. Preckwinkle, Fox, Lightfoot. These are the furies now. And do you ever see them together in one editorial? Oh, no, you don't. I used to be on the editorial page at a paper once. I think I know how to do it, but they don't mention Tony, do they? They don't mention Tony and Fox together on crime, and they don't mention all three of them, but they are the furies. Remember Keith Thornton Jr., that 911 dispatcher, so calm when Chicago police officer Ella French was murdered on the street? Do you remember the leadership in his voice, the calmness in his voice? Well, he sees what's happening downtown. He lost it when he was calling for more cars, and the cars weren't coming. And he said, the city of Chicago is done if Lightfoot and Kim Fox are allowed to stay in power.
It's crazy here in Chicago. It's done. The city is done. If we don't get new people within these positions to lead this city is done. We also need to get Kim Fox out of office right here within Cook County. It's like Crook County with her. She's allowing these people to come in over and over and over again after the officers are doing their jobs and locking them up, and they're right back on the streets doing it the next day.
Just as I sat down to record this, I spotted a tweet from CWB Chicago. The corporate media, the papers, I'd say much of TV, they don't really cover crime. And they don't cover crime the way we used to do it. And they don't cover crime the way CWB Chicago does it now. CWB is relentless and oh so good. And you should follow them and you should support them if you can. Here's that tweet that I told you about just 4 hours ago. Quote, a man has a juvenile gun conviction. Then he was convicted of trying to shoot someone in 2017. January 2021. Charged with being a felon with a firearm. Prosecutors let him plead to a 2-year sentence. He got out in January 2022. Today, charged with murder. You want to know how it happens? That's how it happens. Mothers cry, tourists flee. You own a restaurant downtown? You're going to go broke. I've been talking to restaurant owners. They're none too happy. And now with the casino coming downtown, they're really not happy. With the violence and the people, the tourists, the people with money staying away because of the mobs of Utes that we can't seem to control. And Taste of Chicago is coming. And Lollapalooza is coming with all the white kids from the suburbs. And Keith Thornton says the city is off the chain in Lori Lightfoot's Summer of Joy. My friend Jeff Carlin is here as always, executive producer at WGN Radio, future physics teacher, reasonable man, master of pies, master of cats. And I'm John Cass, husband, father, Greek Orthodox Christian, editor-in-chief of your favorite website, johncassnews.com. Please subscribe. And where are you? With Keith Thornton saying that if the city has any chance to survive, that Lightfoot and Fox have to go, as media wrings its hands about the downtown curfew, about the fairness of it all, as people stay away from the city by the lake because they're afraid of violent crime, you're on the Chicago Way podcast on WGN Plus.
Look, the Chicago Way is a deep cultural phenomenon.
It's the Chicago Way.
The Chicago Way. That's the focus.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man. There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand. Defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso. In a tower by the river. Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago Way.
Jeff, I'm just going to say, I'm not in a good mood, okay, when we start this podcast. I'm really not.
Okay.
I know I got the chair and squeaking, and I know that you and Steve the pilot are going to be
razzing you for it. Yeah.
And I just don't give two figs right this second. But I do care about Keith Thornton. So let's see. He comes on, he goes on two news stations.
He tells the truth about Lori Lightfoot. She's got to go. Kim Fox, she's got to go. If the city's going to survive. And my question is, how long does he survive after he said that?
Yeah, right. Talk about the Chicago way. I mean, if we've learned anything from anything in this town, it's only a matter of days before he's on some sort of, like, I don't know, administrative leave, or is there a desk duty equivalency? I don't know how that works in dispatchers or 911 operators.
What are they going to do? Lock him in a dark room right. without windows? That's where he is now.
Right. You know? I mean, geez. And talk about somebody who, you mean, who's seeing it firsthand. I mean, the mayor and anybody else can spin or parse statistics or quote unquote results,
right,
however they want, but they're seeing it firsthand. I mean, they're seeing every day the volume increasing, every day the lack of ability to respond. I don't know who you're gonna believe there. Mayor Big Swing and D, or someone who's on the front line seeing it.
Dallas Maximi? Yeah, I don't think so. I'm going to go with Mr. Thornton. And plus, you know, it's kind of hard for her to get rid of him now because.
Right.
I don't know. Okay.
The light shines.
But that was pretty impressive, I thought. See, it takes people that aren't the political hacks to say stuff. You know?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's certainly how it is. I mean, and it's the story is just the violence. You know, it happens. We had the story of a 16-year-old shot and killed in the crown jewel of Chicago, the parks.
Right.
You know, Millennium Park, the fifth thing that everybody says, oh, the bean, the cloud gate. That's, you know, the ubiquitous tourist trap in the city.
Well, the Millennium Park is, you know, welcomes a billion people a year in the summer. I don't know how many people want to go there now. Right. I don't want to go.
No, right. Oh, I don't blame you. And it's, you know, the people who are here, who do come here, it's a rude awakening for sure. And of course, you know, the story of the 16-year-old getting, you know, shot and killed in the park there.
Kid.
Yeah. And it's, you know, what becomes the headline? You know, what are we going to do to keep kids, or figure out why kids are doing this and why it's happening, or maybe get ahead of it and, I don't know, shut down, you know, do something. What's the mayor's response? Well, curfew. Then what becomes the media marching point? Oh, is it curfew? Is it fair or unfair? Let's discuss. Like, it completely erases or over supersedes the narrative that what it should be is, what the hell is going on? Like, why aren't we stopping this? Right. Why aren't we doing something to correct this?
The kids want to be downtown. All kids want to be downtown.
Oh,
they want to be where the lights are. They want to be where the action is. But, you know, and it is true, I think, that they cannot go to their own parks, whatever their own means.
Oh, I mean, sure.
In you know, if you think Millennium Park is dangerous, right, what about if you're at, like, you know, Garfield Park or any other neighborhood parks?
I mean, every month in the summer is littered with stories about kids getting, you know, innocent bystanders getting shot at parks in the west side and the south side of the city.
And the parents can't send their kids to the park. They can't go to the park. You know, and for every perfect victim, like a Hydea Pendleton, where media and, you know, all the political people come and they weep publicly, you know, to put on their show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids that might have a, you know, a little rough past. They might have, you know, been arrested a few times, and they get shot down all the time, and little babies get shot. So it's not like, the violence spreads throughout the city, and violence is the number one issue in Chicago, and she has to deal with it. And she's the one who endorsed Kim Fox, so she has no way out now. You know, I told her not to, and she did it anyway.
Right.
So she has no way out. She endorsed her. She put the name on, you know. I put my name behind Kim Fox. Okay, good. Great. Lori, smart move. Mm-hmm. I wonder who I wonder who told her to do that. Some of the socialist advisors from the Woody Guthrie School of Public Policy. Anyway, she's stuck. But the people of Chicago are stuck. So when the city loses that revenue, I'll give you a couple names. Benny's at Bellari, Carrie Nahabedian at Brundeal, other places downtown, the Gage.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
The Dearborn, all that stuff.
I mean, they're already seeing it in sense that there are theaters that are just not opening for evening shows, or restaurants that are changing their hours and closing early.
Right.
And so it's certainly already happening, and it's just going to get worse. I mean, the worst thing last summer was that poor guy getting stomped on and everyone just going about their business, and then they mugged him right there.
Oh, on State Street, yeah.
Yeah, River North. And right now, and of course, and there's this past weekend, where it's just brutal.
A bleep show.
a genuine bleep show, no doubt.
So if you're the mayor, I thought what was interesting was when Keith Thornton, the heroic 911 guy, dispatcher, and he was, I thought, rather heroic in the way he handled the calm nature of his responses to the Ella French shooting.
Yeah.
I thought it was really, really sharp and good work by him. But when you have a guy like that calling you out, what do you do if you're the mayor? And Kim Fox. Now it was on... He said it, I think, on Fox National News, Fox National.
Mm-hmm.
So just the way I understand media in this town, anything that is said on Fox News, they will discount and say, oh, it's nothing. But it's right. Really not nothing. It's not nothing because I don't know that guy's politics. I don't know if he's, running home to watch Tucker Carlson. Right. I mean, it's not,
right. Or maybe he's a Maddow fan. Who knows?
He might be a Maddow fan. He could be a Carlin and Cass fan.
There you go.
I mean, you don't knock.
That's
you,
right.
You don't raise the guy up and say, this is what Chicago's about. This man is a representative of the good things of Chicago. And then just ignore him.
Right. Right.
But
oh, yeah.
And then Fox, how does she walk?
Oh, how my does gosh.
She get out of it?
I know. Well, she's smoke and mirrors. She has the will of the people, and by people I mean unions at her back. So she doesn't have to face any of this. I mean, she just does her big smiles. I mean, that's the thing that kills me is that sometimes you'll hear her go on and she's so smooth and she's so good and she's...
Oh, bless your heart.
John. Right. I mean, she's just so bless good at turning. Right, exactly.
Oh, John Cass, bless his heart.
Bless his heart. She's so good at it. I mean, she's just... There's no wonder she's a rising star and a friend of the Smollett's.
Vice President Giggles, whatever her name is.
Right, well, exactly. Right. And so she's and so there's no reason. And I see you see the media in this town, and that you see she goes to some controversy. And so then she says up, she does a round, she goes out and talks to everybody's show, and she dithers and she dallies and she smiles and she laughs and she makes it very disarming. And by the time the end of the interview, the host is like, oh, well, yeah, maybe we do need to do less. Maybe less is more. And somehow she's talked them into thinking that she is doing the best for the best of all of us. And it's just obliterating the facts of the matter. I mean, crime is up, 35% so far?
Right.
I mean, retail thefts are up 1,000% or something. It's a ridiculous number.
And she's the queen of retail theft. She's the one who would not prosecute shoplifting of $900 up to $900.
Right. And hat tip to the Collar County sheriffs and prosecutors who have all made examples of when this stuff kind of spills out of Cook County into to the DuPages or the Kane counties or
Lake this counties. Is DuPage County. This is not Cook County.
Right. Yeah. And kudos to all of them because they always hold press conference or they always get interviewed. And every reporter in town says, hey, well, don't you think some of your policies might work in Cook County? Or have you had conversations with, you know, Kim Fox? And every time they're absolutely polite and they say, oh, you know, our county has its own issues. Cook County has its own issues. We figure out to work on things here, and we'll put it at that. Yeah, that's what they do, and they're brilliant about it because, you know, they don't want to be jerks. But the fact of the matter is, geographically speaking, retail crimes don't happen at the magnitude they're happening in Cook County. And why do we think that is? Is it because you announced that you weren't going to prosecute things to a certain
level? Yeah.
And organized crime said, hey, we can take advantage of it because, hey, that's what we do. We take advantage of everything. That's we live in the margins. I mean, that's what crime is all about. How do they not know this?
Ugh. You know, Jeff, when they got the feds, and good to them, they got rid of the outfit. Because they got rid of
one outfit.
Well, they got rid of the Chicago outfit.
Right.
The one that, I know. You know, that helps lead this podcast with right. What are you prepared to do the Chicago way? All right.
Exactly.
And now everyone's talking about it. Laura Ingraham. Oh, everyone loves to use the term Chicago way now. We should charge them. But when the outfit was the police force of criminals, which is what it was, you tried to fence any of that stuff, and they wanted to score little points with the mayor, you'd get picked up, right?
Right.
Oh, you'd be arrested.
You'd wind up you're beating the crap out of the and left in front of a police station.
Yeah, or you'd be pinched right outside Milwaukee Avenue at those pawn shops.
Right.
Where all Betty and my wedding gifts were apparently taken years ago. You know?
Oh yeah, that's
remember when we got but I didn't complain about the city then. I love the city, and I still, you know, we moved into the city after the kids grew up, and we were gonna have our year in Provence, and I just don't know now. I just don't know. I gave Lori Lightfoot and JB Commodius Maximus, the big toilets, Pritzker, a year. And I extended it, but I don't know. I don't know, Jeff. I'm thinking I'm going to Hungary, maybe. Can we do the podcast?
Hungary? Oh, I don't know. Or about maybe, that.
How about?
I'm going to Ireland. I'll see you in Ireland. We can get a satellite. Right.
Okay, Michelino Flynn. Yeah, right.
That's right.
You're in Ireland.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame. And I know we rip and Lori a lot, and it's a lot of Lori bashing on this the Chicago way. I will say that I wish she had been like the Inspector General of Chicago. I think she'd make a fantastic Inspector General. Like, there's not a power will play there. She doesn't have to worry about playing politics. You can do what she does and try to root out problems and maybe ethics violations, because that was great when she came in and it was, she's going to clean up City Hall and do away with the graph and all that idealism. But then there was, you know, there was no scaffolding holding up those heavy thoughts.
Well, she was talking and she was getting a lot of the, you know, TV cameras loved her, and she was wagging her finger at Burke and everything. You know, I'm the boss. You're not the boss and all that. And you know who sat back and just quietly didn't say nothing? Kind of like Paul Rica, but instead of Paul Rica, it was a tall, like gigantor black lady who looks like a librarian.
Like a
librarian, you know, with the sensible shoes.
Right,
Tony
right.
Preckwinkle.
Right.
Tony Preckwinkle just sat back and said, I'll just fly under the radar and I'll make your life miserable. And the media won't care and they won't even notice. And I'll just destroy you.
Yep.
And look at it. Look at it now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, geez, it's Orwellian in nature.
Is it?
I mean, it is. It's, you know, this sort of guiding class that Preckwinkle and Fox, you know, feel like they are. They're the guiding guardians, superheroes of progressivism and democracy.
Socialist superheroes with capes.
Right. I think, I mean, I'm all for the greater good, but you know, it's the greater good at what cost is always the question.
If it comes down to humming a few bars of the Internationale or of, you know, that riff where, you know, that bass riff where and the trombones in Blues Brothers, I'd rather go Blues Brothers, you know, the Chicago song, you know. Yeah,
surely. Surely. Well, it's certainly going to be a long summer. I mean, we're not even to Memorial Day, for God's sakes, in Chicago. And that's when things really kick off. You know, that's when we see 60 shot on the weekend.
Were you surprised that the last podcast with Heather McDonald did so well?
No, because she's a big thinker. I mean, there's a lot of really interesting discussion there. And so I'm not, and we were, you know, even before the week before that too, we were, you know, in with her, but predicting that the city is going to go to a curfew, that, you know, this, the kids, the youths, as the Blues Boy would say, coalescing downtown is going to be a terrible flashpoint, and it's going to lead to awful things. And
I want you to tell the story to the, without mentioning names.
Oh, surely.
All right, because, you know, we have a few sources in this town. One of them comes to Jeff after the last podcast and says, what?
Yeah, it tells me that we called it, that we were the had the foresight to say, to pick out exactly what was going to happen, that there was going to be a massive group of kids and someone's going to get shot right there in front of everybody a warm summer day.
Yeah.
And what's the response going to be? It's time for a curfew. And a well-placed person in Chicago dealing with, you know, all things like crime and violence and security, safety, all sorts of crap like that.
Right.
Seeing it firsthand, just like.
Because they know Thornton. They see it just like Keith Thornton sees it, just like every copper sees it. And state's attorney that hasn't been, you know, denuded or, you know, had their mind sucked out by Tony Preckwinkle. And it just gets worse and worse. And whoever is going to be the next mayor, because I don't think it's going to be, God forbid, it's Lori.
Yeah.
Whoever it's going to be has got to go to war with Fox and with Preckwinkle. And then it'll be, like if it's a Latino or a white mayor or a black mayor who enforces the law, then Fox and Preckwinkle will be screaming, you're disproportionately arresting, you know, minorities.
Right.
When, as we know, it's a civil rights issue. They're murdered at incredibly high rates. And they also commit most of the violent crime. So you're going to logically, you're going to arrest people who are involved in that life.
All right. It's unfortunately more about geography and poverty and all sorts of other underlying features that, you know, just happen to fall within racial lines. And again, the reason that you have poverty and, you know, racial density and you know, essential de facto segregation in the city. Yeah, because the city was built on poor ethics, you know, from across the board. It just, that's unfortunately human nature.
But she's going around, Jeff, talking about, we will invest. We need more investments in this.
Right.
You know what? You know, look, no one wants to invest in where you're going to get shot off your own porch.
We put Whole Foods in Inglewood, and it lasted 6 years, 7 years, maybe.
Yeah. So, you want to, here's how you could, you want to fix the city? You want me to be mayor? I'll tell you. You do complete school choice. Get the kids out of the public schools. Let the parents who care about parenting have a stronger role. Put these kids in schools where the parents choose. Let the money follow the children. It's not about, you know, making the angry white chicks reach their pensions, right? With the CTU. It's about those children. And revitalize the police department.
Right. Revitalize the police department. Develop a I mean, we waste so much money on all sorts of weird projects in this town, and we have a land bank program that doesn't do anything that could easily help, like you said, parents of kids, parents, families who are trying to work hard and do the right things, but are trapped in their surroundings. Get out of there. I mean, get to a place where they can be, you know, blossom and as a members of society and contribute and be, you know, safe. We could do this. There are plenty of every time some rich jackass wants a park with their wife's name on it, you know, we can get that done, but we can't do the things that really matter. Like, you know, I don't know, try to help people who are working hard for themselves, lift themselves up. I mean, we don't do any of that. We say, well, let's help those. We think it's just help everybody. And then if it doesn't work, oh well. No, we can do this. It's just we have
it takes management.
Yeah,
Jeff,
right?
You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, we both worked in places that have been rudderless, right?
Yeah, right.
In broadcast and radio,
oh, for
and,
sure,
and newspapers. So we know what the rudderless life is like. It's no fun when you're working. Right. But if you can't even escape, now I'll be remiss if we don't, because we got to wrap up here. But
yeah.
I'd be remiss if I didn't say that, you know, this has been the National EMS Week
mm-hmm.
for paramedics, emergency responders, everybody. And if I didn't say that, I was going to have this angry Irishman glaring at me the next time he sees me, Pat Fitzmaurice. So hat tip to you, West Side Chief, and to all the men and women of the Chicago Fire Department paramedics, and of all the people, all the paramedics who listen throughout the listening audience and emergency room docs like Dr. Phil, my nephew, and they, you know what they all pray for? And so, to bring it back to the theme, they see a hot day coming, and all they, you know what they pray for? Thunderstorms and rain.
Yep.
So Jeff Carlin, for Jeff Carlin, producer, executive, extraordinaire, WGN Radio, and also future physics teacher, my friend, master of pies, master of cats, and me, John Cass, husband, father, Greek Orthodox Christian, editor-in-chief of your favorite website, johncassnews.com, and keep those subscriptions coming, $50 a year, come on. And for everybody out there who remembers what the city used to be and wishes to find it again, God bless you all. And remember, if you don't make political change, it won't happen. So join us again next time when we're with Professor Charles Lipson on the next edition of the Chicago Way Podcast on WGN+.